Heard on every block, played on every street, and jamming worldwide. The Hype, the Hype, the Hype.
Hey, how are you doing and where are you getting tuned? You're listening to your best mix of music, the place that gives you the finest hip-hop and R&B. I'm talking, of course, about The Hype here on Capital FM. My boy DJ UV is absolutely killing it. It was that Amare for me, honey. I absolutely adore that song. But I also told you guys that I have a special guest in studio today, and that is most certainly Element. How are you doing, darling?
All good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're happy to have you here in studio.
Thank you so
much.
Chatting
with us. Yes, you're very welcome. Chatting with us about your musical journey, if you will.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, how long are you in Kenya for?
It's my first time here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's my first time.
Okay.
And I was here last night. That's when I landed.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. So you're super fresh, super new.
Yeah.
How do you like it so far?
I like it here.
Yeah?
It feels like home.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the climate is somehow the same.
It's very similar. Yeah, like, yeah. But Rwanda is more, Kigali in particular, but Rwanda in general is very hilly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you guys have even, way even more hills. We have more like mountains because it's way bigger.
We call Rwanda a thousand hills.
Hills, yeah. Yeah. I visited you guys before, so I do remember that bit. I do remember that bit. Okay, cool. So in the first 24 hours that you've been here, have you been influenced musically yet?
Not really.
How come?
I was here like, which I was like, we were here like at 8 or 9.
Mm.
At that time, I went to the apartment and started making beats.
I'm dead. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I went to sleep like at 5.
Oh my god!
So
gosh.
I didn't get time.
Okay.
To
so you've been resting all day.
Of course.
Is that why you're looking a little tired?
Somehow.
All right. That's cool. That's cool though. So I see, like based off of what I've learned about you. From reading up on you, it says that you started from humble beginnings.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about like where you came from and how you've gotten to become producer of the year for the KISS Summer Awards.
Yeah.
Two times, like you've been nominated for the Afrima Producer of the Year Awards, Isango na Muzika Awards. There's a lot going on with you. So what was your musical journey like? Because that I actually know nothing of.
Yeah, I started singing when I was young. I started singing in choirs.
I knew it. It's always church.
With my mom.
Yeah.
So I used to sing the alto. You know alto?
Of course, alto. That's deep. Yeah. Sopranos high.
So after I started playing guitar.
Okay. How did you learn guitar? Self-taught or you got lessons?
I didn't get the lessons.
Wow, you're self-taught.
I had someone. He drew some chords, the 7 chords, on a paper.
Yeah.
And gave it to me. So I was a good footballer that time. So the time for the football, I went to the church and started learning.
Wow. Okay,
but
cool.
It's like I teached myself.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, I started making beats on my laptop at school. Okay. I was a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I was a DJ at school, so I had
UV bigging him up in the background. Oh, nice. Nice, my people.
Yeah.
My people.
So I was a DJ at school. I had my own office.
Mm-hmm.
So the office was the studio.
Uh-huh.
But the administration, the school, didn't know that I have a studio in
hilarious
school. So at that time, I started making beats on
is this
laptop.
In Kigali?
No, not really.
Okay, where exactly are you from?
I'm from Kibuye.
Uh-huh. And how far is that from Kigali?
It's like, how many miles?
4 or 5 hours?
Three.
Like 3 hours outside of town?
3 hours.
Okay, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so at that time, I started making my own beats.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was done with high school, I went to a producer called Izo to help me so come through the industry.
Right.
So at that time, I gave him my beats and everything, and I started making melodies to the beats.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that, man, you can sing more than be making beats, you know?
Wow.
So at that time, he changed my mind. You have to be an artist, not a singer, not a producer.
Right.
So at that time, I was young. I didn't know what I want, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So at that time, I changed my mind and started making songs with producers. But the problem here, I worked with several producers, but at that time I waited like a whole year waiting for my songs from the producers. In the appointments was the main problem, you know. So at that time, patience, I lost my patience, you know.
So were they not giving you your music?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
So at that time,
they were playing games
with you. I talked to myself like, why can't I make my own?
Yeah.
So at that time, it was 2019.
Yeah.
So I started making my own beats professionally in 2020. That's when I did a song with Bruce Melody called Hands Up. That's my first single.
Yeah.
And it was a big song in Rwanda.
Uh-huh.
So my first song I released was a big song. It was a mega hit.
I love it. We're going to pause you there because we already know that the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
Talk to us, ask us questions at the hype 984 hashtag believe the hype. We know you most certainly do. Caché by Element, who's here with us in studio now. We're hearing about his musical journey, about how all his blessings have been coming his way. How are you doing again, darling?
Well, good.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome. I love that for you. So we're listening to another one of your hits. You were telling us before the break about how Hands Up was a massive track. And it was your first track.
Of course.
That you put out. And it became big.
Yeah.
So what was the rest of the journey like for you? So from there was now like everybody was hounding for you?
Of course. Everybody wants good things.
Yeah, everybody wants good things. I'm sure all those producers who were holding your music will all of a sudden now like, no, please, we have your music. we have it. We can release it immediately.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Some of them are my mixing engineers right now.
Okay.
Those producers.
Because also, it's not a very big industry, I imagine, in Rwanda.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not that big.
We cry here in Kenya that we don't have a big industry and that we wish it was a more robust industry.
We don't have a big industry.
We have a big industry compared to Rwanda, but we don't have a big industry compared to Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like we bellyache because we are a big nation, because we're a stronghold in so many things, but we're still really developing our entertainment industry. And I know that, you know, Kigali being the center, I'm sure, of everything.
Yeah.
Your industry must be even smaller. So it's
very
funny.
Small.
It must be teeny tiny.
Yeah,
so I'm sure all those people who were holding your music, it's even funny that now not only did they come back, but now they're your sound engineers.
So for me, I leave the past behind.
That's good. No, you have to have a forgiving heart. You have
to have
a forgiving heart. Especially that's how you move on, right?
Course.
Yeah, and that's how you win, and that's how you get things. Because sometimes you just got to work with people and make it, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, sure.
So now you get this hit, and that's in 2019.
Which one?
Hands up.
2020.
That was 20. It was 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you suffer during the pandemic as an artist? Curious.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now things went down. It was like an awkward time.
But although it was hard times for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's where everybody was like, the attention. I stole the attention of everyone.
That actually makes a lot of sense because people had downtime and we needed to be distracted from real life.
Yeah,
it was a sad time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I was the distractor.
You were. Okay, I like that. You were a distraction. So what were you doing? What was the distraction? You were putting out music constantly?
Yeah, of course. Because artists they were finding the way to reach out to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Although it was hard times to go outside and everything.
Right.
They found a way to come. And that's the 2020, through the pandemic times, that's where I made a lot of works.
Really?
At that time, yeah.
Okay, so were you making a lot of work and then putting it online? There were people who were doing live shows, for example.
Yeah,
were you
a
part of this movement?
Not really. Not live things, but my music was going out.
Was constantly going out online.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And people, they had time to see and to watch everything. That's where the new Element.
True, okay, fair.
Sure.
And then what about a studio situation? Do you have your own setup? Do you go to someone else's?
It was mine. I worked with a studio called Country Records.
Okay.
That's where I started making my own music.
Okay.
But I lived there.
Okay.
So at that time, because of the pandemic times, I just took all my things to the studio so I can...
You can shut down there.
Yeah, of course.
Like 24-7, whenever you're inspired, you can just make music.
Whenever I want to go and make music, I go.
And did Rwanda have a serious shutdown? Like, were you guys under lockdown for real?
At time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had to make sure you were close to a studio.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, I love this come up for you. So tell me a little bit about, I mean, 2020, you drop your big debut, if you will. And then by 2021, you're winning an award for Producer of the Year, KISS Summer Awards.
Yeah.
Tell me how that went.
I thought I was... How can I say it? I deserved it at that time. Because through 2020, 2020 to 2021, I really worked hard.
Yeah.
So I think I deserved it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there one you feel like you didn't deserve?
Not really. Not really.
Okay, fair. I just had to ask the question.
Yeah, yeah.
I just had to ask the question.
Of course.
And what else in terms of, like, what you've won? Was there, like, something that you won or you got nominated for that had you, like...
Afrima.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Let's get into Afrima. You didn't win that one. You were nominated.
Yeah.
But if you were nominated in 2022, then there's no doubt that you could be nominated again.
Of course.
Do you think this year could be the year that you're nominated?
Of course.
What do you have dropping soon?
I have my own single.
Okay.
And I'm working on some international artists, many, many big ones. I'm working on those projects of those big fishes. Yes.
Can we know any names?
Not really.
You can't even give us a hint, element.
I worked on Whiskey This song.
Okay. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well done. Let's leave it like this.
You'll give us WizKid.
Yeah.
So is that something that's going to come out or it's something you worked on a project? Was that like a joint collaboration or the WizKid?
It's a collaboration with someone.
Okay, with someone.
Yeah, sure.
I like how he speaks in code. There's a lot of speaking in code going on here. All right, you talk in tongues. Stick around. I've got more from Element coming up in just a bit. Boy, Element was up making beats all night, so I know he a little tired. But that's okay, for good reason, and at least Kenya's treating you right. Do you speak any Kiswahili, by the way?
Kidogo.
It's not as big in Rwanda.
Not really.
Yeah.
In Rwanda, there is English,
French, and Kinyarwanda. Kinyarwanda, rather. Yeah. Pardon me. Yeah, so... Fair. All right, awesome. Well, it's been amazing having you here. I think what I'm curious about is, you told us you're doing something with WizKid. and the rest will be a surprise that we have to look forward to.
Yeah.
What is it that you're hoping to do with your music? What message are you hoping to put out there? What do you want to accomplish?
Like where?
Like when you're creating music, yeah? And when you think about future projects you're going to work on,
yeah.
What is it that you want to accomplish? What do you hope to inspire in people? What message do you want to leave behind?
I just want to leave legacy. I don't have a clear vision of myself there, but what I want to make is legacy, because I believe in what I'm doing right now. That's why I can't plan like I'll be like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in God. I believe that whenever I do good things, He will bless it. So I believe in legacy.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you like writing and being a part of love songs? I feel like you do a lot of love music. Yeah.
Of course, everybody wants someone to love him or her.
Mm-hmm.
So love is everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a lover boy.
Big time.
It was amazing having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to everything that you're going to put out for us.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best. And, you know, may you continue to grow.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. When you come back to Kenya the next time, make sure you come visit us again. And,
it's a pleasure.
Yeah, you put us on to everything you're working on.
Bless you.
All right. And you, baby, keep winning.
Yeah.
That was Element. Make sure you follow him across social media. Please drop your social handles for us, babe.
Element LA.
Element LA. It's as simple as that. Across the board, right? That's Twitter. That's Instagram. Everywhere. TikTok. Okay, and he got a following, all right? So make sure that you go ahead and you add to those numbers because he's got a lot of hot stuff going on, as
and
you can
you
hear
for the
in the
love
background.
And support.
Hey,
thank
anytime.
So
anytime. We got you. God bless you too, baby.